人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目的特别节目。今天我们非常高兴地请到华盛顿州参议员，也是华盛顿州参议院民主党团，也就是多数党团的主席巴巴哈萨嘎瓦长谷川先生。Welcome Bob.
谢谢。Thank you.
Welcome Mr. Bob Hasegawa. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Nice to be here.
We know it's the election season, and we know you are seeking re-election. So what do you feel, and what's the progress?
Well, in my campaign, I feel pretty good about it. Nobody filed against me, surprisingly.
Awesome. Bob Hasegawa 先生，就是刚才在回答小燕台长的问题。小燕台长说，在新的这个连任的这个竞选的期间，您感觉如何呢？鲍勃哈斯高瓦说，在他感觉非常良好，然后在他的阵营，他说准稳赢。
对，因为鲍勃没有那个没有人跟他对抗，所以是等额选举。
对，是的。Just translation. Yeah, your answer. Yes.
So, we want to know what's your experience as in the political arena.
Over the years,
yeah,
it's been an amazing experience.
Yes. Okay.
在过去的时间里面，鲍勃哈斯高瓦先生为在过去时间里面他度过了非常愉快和就是非常有意义的一段时光。
对，我们是想让那个 Bob 介绍一下他从政的经历，
对，
然后他说他的经历还是非常的传奇。
对的。
So yeah, it's been an amazing experience, but a once in a lifetime opportunity to really try and make a mark and change things for the better for all people.
所以呢，他从政的目的就是让民众，就他服务的民众生活能够过得更好。
Yeah, so I'm going into my 21st legislative session. I've been in the Senate for 12 years, but I was an elected state representative in the House of Representatives for 8 years before that.
长谷川先生他从政已经进入第21年，那么前9年呢是众议员，叫 state representative， 然后过去的12年呢是参议员。
Yeah, so I've, you know, the legislature is an amazing place to be because anything you want to learn about, somebody wants to teach you, but you have to listen to what they're teaching you with an ear understanding that they want you to see their perspective.
就是他觉得立法院是个非常神奇的地方，就是只要你想学就会有人教你。所以呢can you repeat the last sentence?
So you have to understand when people are lobbying you, they want to teach you about the issue because you may not know anything about it. For instance, how does the drug supply chain work?But you have to understand who's telling you how it works and what they want you to understand from it. You have to make sure that you're hearing all sides of the story on everything.
所以呢，有人想要就是教他的话，就会他在这个过程当中可以学到双方的就是观点。所以比如说像这个毒品方面的一些工作啊，那么有很多人他相当于是游说的话，就会各个方面的观点都会说出来，他在这个过程当中能够学到不少东西。
And also, I have a question, Mr. Bob Hasegawa. We just mentioned about the drugs problem, things like that, right? So, for the younger generation, do you have any like good advice to the younger generations?
Vote.
Vote.
If you don't vote, you lose your giving up your voice in the process, and then nobody wants to listen to what you have to say because you don't take action on it. You have to be willing to at least vote at the very minimum.
那刚才我的问题呢是问鲍勃哈斯高瓦关于作为华盛顿州州议员，我们刚才也谈到了小云台长问的一些问题的内容里面有涉及到毒品或者说一些社会问题。那我的问题是鲍勃哈斯高瓦对于新的一代年轻人的一些建议啊、那鲍勃哈斯高瓦先生回答说，对于年轻人他的建议是请进行投举选票的
投票
对。请进行投票，因为对于作为年轻人来讲，你只有经过通过投票才可以让大众可以听到你的声音，可以了解你们心里面年轻一代心里面想的是什么，你们期许的是什么。 Thank you so much.
And it's especially important for young people in this particular election, but、mm-hmm. in every election, we're the people you elect are making your future. They're making decisions now that will affect your future. And if you want to have some say in that, what your future will look like, you need to make sure that your elected representatives hear what you want that future to be.
所以对于年轻人来说，您的投票，尤其是对于连任竞选，议员竞选这个连任的这个投票是非常重要的。也可以，也是会在未来影响到你真正需要的和你期许的这些目的和愿望能够得到实现。 Thank you very much.
So let's go back to your experience as the your political arena. So what's your biggest achievement during your tenure of the state senator andChairman of the Majority Caucus?
My biggest achievement, I have a pretty long track record that's available for anybody to see. So if you go to, I'll just make a plug for the legislative website. You go to leg.wa.gov, and from there you can look up any senator, any representative's track record for the whole time they were in the legislature.
长谷川先生他说他的历史，他这些年的成就就是在州立法院的网站 leg.wa.gov 上面可以查找到，所以因为不管什么议案上面都有。
Yeah, so, but personally, when I first got elected into the legislature,I was elected, as a pretty popular vote, a working class district, the 11th district.
Mm-hmm.
And so my goal has always been to work for racial equity, economic and social justice. And I've had quite a few accomplishments in those areas, which you can look up on that website.
Mm-hmm. 那长谷川先生呢，他是在参议员的十一选区服务，那么他的工作重点是在种族平等，然后就是经济方面的公正啊，就是economic justice 了
，racial equity, economic and social justice
就是种族平等跟经济和社会的公正啊，
Yeah, so I think my biggest accomplishment, though, over the years has been to elevate my colleagues' awareness about the lack of equity and justice inside our system. So when I was first elected to the state senate, for instance, in 2012 election,there was only myself and one other person of color in the whole Senate. And so I felt like I bore the responsibility of speaking for all people of color all around the state. And that was a pretty tremendous burden. But now we have 11 people of color in the state Senate.So it's, I think we're making a lot of progress as far as drafting law that will really address and accommodate people of color's needs.
嗯，那巴巴斯高瓦他刚刚当选为那个参议员的时候呢，他就是就是他这个种族平等这方面就是或者说是有色种族的那个议员只有他一个还有另外一个，那么现在呢已经增加到11个了。那他这些年的一个最大的贡献就是或者最大的成就就是提升他的在议会的同事对这个社会平等的一个意识啊，就是所以呢他也是在为整个华州的这个社会平等在呐喊。
So I can give you a more recent example. Some of the victories, most of the victories are not even seen in legislation. They're on the fights that you win, opening people's minds up to new ways of seeing things, maybe beating back legislation that will do harm to our communities, and other ways. So for instance, we passed this fund last year, $200 million,
mm-hmm.
called the Community Reinvestment Account.
Mm-hmm.
And that money is supposed to help disadvantaged communities that have been disparately negatively impacted by the way that the federal and state laws were on drug possession were being enforced in our communities. So there are many more people of color in jail for simple possession of controlled substance, like even just marijuana. And why is that? It's because those laws were designed and being abused by the legal system to further burden communities of color. So when we passed the legislation, this money was supposed to go back to those communities to help those people that were burdened. And the money that was decided would be funneled through community organizations that supported Black, Latino, and Native American communities. Asian community was excluded from that. So that's obviously unfair, mm-hmm. but people don't understand. They think that Asians across the board are doing just fine. In many respects, they feel like we're doing even better than white people.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the entire Asian community, in some areas, yes, that may be true, but we're not one Asian community. We have Southeast Asian, you know, Vietnamese, Cambodian, Thai immigrants. We've got Pacific Islanders, Native Hawaiians. And all of these communities we know have been disparately impacted by the way they implemented drug policy and have targeted our communities, or our youth were being targeted. Not just by the drugs themselves, but by the enforcement of the laws. So there's a misunderstanding that I've been fighting to bring to the attention of my colleagues so they understand they can't judge us as just Asians. They have to disaggregate the demographic data. I'm sorry I spoke so long without giving you a chance
problem,
to interpret.
No problem.
But
Bob 他刚刚举了个例子，就是立法院他通过了一个资金，就是2亿2000万美元的资金呢，他呢想帮助一些群体，就是这些人是因为那个州政府甚至联邦政府对毒品的那个一些政策造成的影响。那么举个例子，比如说很多人因为过去比较严格的毒品政策就坐牢啊或者什么的，那么他现在呢有了这笔钱呢，就是帮助这些群体能够恢复到正常的生活。那么 他一开始通过的时候呢，他的人群呢只有这个西班牙裔、黑人等等，但是没有把亚裔包括进去。那他们因为之所以这么想呢，他们觉得亚裔干得还不错，就是甚至比白人干得还好，所以呢 Bob 呢他在立法院呢就是引起大家重视，就是应该把亚裔加进去。 So you fight to add Asian into that
yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But even more so at on a higher level, I want them to understand our Asian community. You know, not to misunderstand it and make assumptions about us. We are each our own communities. You know, you've got recent immigrant Chinese community, but you also have American-born Chinese community, and you've got immigrants from war-torn areas, you know, coming here as refugees from Vietnam or Cambodia, Laos. We've got Hmong, Mien, Thai, you know, Pacific Islanders. One bill that I had to pass a few years ago was for COFA. Do you know what COFA is?
No. What is
COFA? COFA is Compact of Free Association.
Mm-hmm.
And these are native Pacific Islanders who live in the Marshall Islands, Palau, and Micronesia, Federated Islands of Micronesia. The U.S. used them as nuclear bomb testing sites. And they used the people as guinea pigs to test the impacts of radiation on them. And so as a result, they got what we call a Compact of Free Association from the federal government, that they could come to the U.S. and try and find homes, but they got no support. The U.S. government wouldn't even give them health care. So we had to pass bills, which I sponsored, to get them health care coverage, just because the federal government wouldn't live up to their obligations. And never mind the fact that they use their homes as nuclear testing sites, and them and themselves as guinea pigs.
That's awesome.
那个 Bob 他又说他做的工作不仅仅是把亚裔加到这个2亿2000万美元的这个资金的法案当中，就是更高层次，就是让立法会能够对亚裔有更好的理解而不是误解。那么他又举了一个例子，就是因为他所说的亚裔就是他让立法院能够对亚洲的很多人群，比如说来自战争摧残的一些地方，比如说越南呀或者柬埔寨啊等等，老挝，然后他特别举了一个例子，就是美国在亚洲的一些岛屿，它进行了核试验，就是对核辐射的一些试验。那么在岛上的一些人来到美国之后呢，就政府什么支持都没给，就是连医疗保险都没有，所以呢他就呼吁就是给他们医疗保险。So you helped them the COFA, right?
Yes, we got them healthcare coverage.
Oh, nice.
And we also got dental coverage for them in a subsequent year.
Oh, okay. So, 他们在 Bob 的帮助下不仅拿到了医疗保险，还有牙保。那我们进一下广告。Let's have a commercial break and come back.
流感疫苗让我们离零流感生活更进一步。家人无流感，工作无流感，节假日无流感，全都可以。接种流感疫苗，共创无流感的华盛顿州。更多信息请访问 flufreewa.org。巴克利律师事务所专业受理人身伤害索赔，多年来专门办理车祸等意外受伤的案子，索赔成功过后收费，不成功则不收费。联系电话206-920-6721，206-920-6721。你的健康保险是否涵盖最新的 COVID-19 疫苗？如果没有健保该怎么办？别担心，没有健保的成人和儿童都能通过政府的计划免费接种最新疫苗。绝大多数的私人健保 Medicare、Medicaid
Medicaid, TRICARE 或 CHIP 儿童健保计划也涵盖免费的 COVID-19 疫苗，请浏览 vaccines.gov 或致电1-800-525-0127并按井字键了解详情。本广告与华盛顿州卫生部合作，位于 Redmond 和 Bellevue 的小百灵幼儿园为1岁半到6岁的小朋友提供中英双语教学，由爱心优质教师执教，并配有营养美味配餐、每周主题课程、艺术兴趣教育等。电话425-761-3726 425-761-3726。
欢迎回到我们正在直播的这个美国故事栏目的特别节目啊！那今天我们非常荣幸的在西雅图中文电台的直播间迎来了，华盛顿州的参议员，也是参议院多数党团的主席长谷川先生，也是鲍勃·哈斯高瓦。I know the general election is coming and it's just 10 days away. Many people are really interested in what's going on and who will win and if we vote for whom will be perhaps the most important election. I don't know. What's your prediction? So who
my
will
prediction?
Win the president?
You know, one of my guiding principles is that you have to have faith in the people to
yes.
make the right decision
yes.
if they have
mm-hmm.
All the information.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to believe that Kamala Harris will win.
Okay.
And
nice.
Vice President Walz. If I didn't believe that, I would be a total cynic in democracy. And democracy is doomed to fail then. So, and would fail if Trump is elected, in my opinion. So that's not to say that the Democrats are perfect,
mm-hmm.
though. I have my issues with them as well. And they are part of the reason why Trump, this is his time right
mm-hmm.
now, is because people across the board have felt disaffected by even the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing no alternatives left, they're feeling like, well, maybe Trump can help them because he kind of talks the talk, what they want to hear. But when you look at his actions, he is just a total fascist, in my opinion.
Yes.
So I think it's extremely dangerous time for our democracy, very fragile time. But I have to have faith in the people that they'll make the right decision.
好，那我刚刚问那个 Bob， 他预测谁会赢得今年的大选，是哈里斯还是特朗普会赢得总统？然后他说，他要就是都要看到候选人都要面见那个选民，所以呢，他的判断是，哈里斯会赢，然后呢，他觉得现在这个选举特别的重要，就是特朗普对他的观点来说是完全是一个法西斯分子。你要补充吗？这个？
我觉得你已经讲得很全面了，对。
就是也虽然他自己也觉得民主党不是完美的，但是就是。也没有别的选择，因为特朗普就是选特朗普特别危险，现在而且现在美国的民主也特别脆弱，如果选了特朗普，那么可能就确实可能美国的民主都会受到很大的伤害。
而且长谷川先生刚才也提到了，其实民主党内部也是他也知道，就是自己内部也是有一些问题所在的，但是这些问题的所在并不能够构成最终选举的这个结果的这个产生。
So we know the Trump is he has many problems and I think it's if he got elected, and perhaps he will be the last president of the United States.
Then we start we transform into a king.
Yeah.
对，长谷川先生刚才回答小原台长的问题，就是说，如果说是川普连任的话，能这次上任的话，可能他的角色更像一个国王的角色。
So can I give you just a quick example?
Sure.
Yes, of course.
International perspective.
Absolutely.
Juliana, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah, of course, please.
But, you know, I just came back from overseas, visiting a couple of Asian countries, and, you know, the sense I get is that people look at us and think we're crazy. You know, what is happening in the United States is supposed to be the nest of democracy where, you know, experimental eggs are hatched and we try different things. But this, what we're trying here, looks like an experiment in fascism, which they don't understand. And that's the sense I get just from how some Asian countries look at us. But I'm curious, so your work sometimes in Europe and Northern Europe, and I'm curious, what is the perspective over there?
Okay, thank you so much for ask that question. 听众朋友们，刚才长谷川先生问了我一个问题，他说他最近一段时间刚刚从亚洲旅行回来，那么他在亚洲旅行的期间呢，是有听到看到亚洲人民对于美国政治方面和这个国家其他一些方面的有着很大的一些不同的认识和自己的一些见解，尤其他感觉到亚洲国家的大部分的民众呢，对美国目前的这种政治状况也好，还是整个国家的这个民生民意也好，都认为是一个比较疯狂，就不是台长应该不能用疯狂哈，
差不多，
对，差不多，就是感觉美国对于亚洲民众来讲，美国有着不可思议的和不能用完全疯狂，但是就是可能让人会有一些颠覆的一些想法。那尤其呢，长谷川先生刚才也在问题里面提到说他理解一部分的想法，但是有一部分的这个亚洲民众的一些想法，他也想通过我作为一个在北美工作，同时呢我的工作的性质也会去北欧，去每年会有一些机会是在北欧工作，所以他很想问一问像我的这种工作情况，在游走在北美和北欧，然后我也是来自亚洲国家的这样的一个记者的身份，他想听一听北欧那边的民众对于美国目前整个这个国家的这个状况的一些看法。 OK thank you for that great question, I would say. Okay. As an international reporter, I always travel in Australia, then back to the United States, then my job sent me to Sweden as well. So that's North Europe. So for my version, people in Europe is much more relaxed, but somehow there's some of the people that were thinking America is always like a big boss, right? And we're all the brothers. So we listen to the big boss. What you say, we do what you say, right? Funny thing, a lot of people, they like Trump in Europe, in North Europe. That's how I saw the Russian people was reacted. I didn't ask why. But most of the reason, probably they just feel because he's a success entrepreneur, he's a successful businessman, so he probably got more skills to control the things, and he's probably cares about what happened in this country. So from them, that's the big thing. Probably will be factored to the life of the whole world, the people who lead on, the business who need to build up with the United States, right? So especially China, Chinese has a lot of trade and keep doing the business. So in less than 4 years of experiences, when Trump was the president, the business definitely dropped a lot. So I do understand people does prefer in Europe who should be the next president, which is Trump. I understand that. Yes.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I heard and how I again people fact me. Yeah. Hope I answered your questions.
Thank you for that. I appreciate the candid response.
那个燕妮她说这个北欧很多人是喜欢特朗普的，那么他可能所以Bob 他觉得挺也有点吃惊。
对。
So since we're talking about international relations, I look at what happened in the relationship between China and the U.S. under the first Trump administration, where he imposed the tariffs and all of that stuff. But then the Democrats seemed to double down on that and didn't make things any better as far as we coming from East Asia want to see good relationships, right? So when I was in China, also visited Taiwan, I talked with a lot of just regular folk trying to figure out, how do you all feel about the relationships right now? And everybody that I talked with had a vision of mutual cooperation between China, Taiwan, and the U.S., and Japan, and Korea. They didn't want the competition where there's always the threat of war and violence, and which is always bad for business, so except for the defense contractors. So I got the sense that everybody just wanted the status quo. You know, we know that there's a divide between Taiwan and mainland, but, you know, they're doing business. Everybody was happy. And, you know, it kind of put that divide on the back burner. And, you know, Japan and Korea, you know, they were happy. Everybody's doing business. And so, you know, the old next generation is coming in, and they're going to see things differently than I think what has happened up to this point. I'm hoping that we can find more cooperation in the future world that they'll be living in than just the competition and trying to beat down your competitive rivals, which is the current paradigm we're living under.
那 Bob 他刚刚分享的就是他在亚洲，特别是中国访问的时候，他也跟普通的老百姓交流。那么大家都觉得就是中美之间的关系紧张啊，他也发表了一些自己的看法。大家都是希望能够和平的，就是能够最好是能够合作共赢，能够相互合作。所以希望中国比如说跟日本啊、韩国啊、台湾、美国、都能够相互合作。不希望就是能够竞争啊、打仗啊这种他们。老百姓都是不喜欢的，而且呢，如果打仗呢，只有对，特别是被侵略的一方肯定是受害的，所以呢，这个是Bob 的看法。那么他也希望，以后能够，就是中美之间还是以能够有一定程度的合作，因为，他也讲了，就是拜登上任之后，他是延续了特朗普跟中国的贸易战，而去甚至就是叫 double down， 就是双倍的，就是对中国的的一些做法啊，所以呢，
包括一些打压措施。
对对，所以是这么一个情况啊。I think if we come back to the election, for my observation, like the turnout of rallies, the turnout of rallies of Kamala Harris is much, much more people than Trump's. And in the early voting, the more women voting, come out voting than men. And like that.I think that's a good signal for Kamala Harris, because the supporting rate in women is higher than men for Harris, right? So from that and the convert rate, many people from Republican, they flip their support to Harris. Mm. But there are very few people from Democratic Party convert to Republican. So from those observation, I think it's a very good chance for Harris to win. Do you agree?
Yeah. We live in a bubble here, though.
Okay.
You know, I mean, thank you for letting me know your observations.
Uh-huh.
I, to be honest, don't watch those things.
Okay.
They drive me crazy. You know, watching the news, I can't even stand to watch the news anymore. Everybody's yelling and screaming, and everybody's so opinionated, and you know, there's no dialogue, real honest conversation going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't stand to watch that. But to hear your observations, some of those I'm sure are from the national level, because that's where all the campaigning is happening, is in the swing states.
Yeah.
But, you know, we also get our cues from what's going on around us, and Washington State is a bubble. We, you know, none of that activity, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a real hard turnout for Trump in Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm glad that that's the case. But on the other hand, I think we need to have more conversations about what fundamentally is or structurally is wrong with our economy, and what is driving people to look for an alternative that seems so unconscionable. Really, and we're not addressing those structural issues.
我刚刚跟他举了一些例子，就是在选举聚会的时候，哈里斯的参加哈里斯的聚会的人数大大的高于特朗普聚会的人数，还有呢，就是早期投票那个女性投票率。就是大大高于男性投票率，而且就是哈里斯在女性当中的支持率比较高，所以呢，我认为这些迹象能够表明哈里斯获胜的可能性比较大。那么，Bob 说他就是有点平时看这些新闻就感到很 crazy 啊，非常 crazy 呀， yeah, 对。那么，他觉得就是，他要考虑为什么这些老百姓会，特朗普这么差，还会有那么多人去支持他，所以就是不是从根本上，这个政府没有解决他们的担心或者说他们的问题啊，就是，I think it's a good, really good point, but, I know there's something, seriously there's something, for example, there's a comparison, because at the beginning of this year, my wife and I went to Texas, and on the street there's very clean, there's no smell of marijuana, there's no smell of fentanyl, and there's no homeless. But this is a conservative state. But in Washington State, every corner is a smell of the marijuana and drugs. And especially last year, we are reporting the homicide and the crime almost every day. Very, very, very crazy.
Yeah.
Terrible. But very surprisingly, in Washington State, it's still deep blue. But many people, they are not happy with the homeless, not happy with the drug abuse, not happy with the public safety. Mm-hmm. That's true. But I think if the government, even state government, even local government, if they don't do anything to solve the problem, finally, they will lose their power, lose their votes. I think the fundamental problem has to be fixed. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, nobody's happy with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. Nobody's happy with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those deeper social issues that are infecting our communities.
But can I ask a question?
Oh, sure.
So what kind of a role do you think the government should solving those social problems?
I don't think you can put the problem into one little silo and say we're going to fix it. Society is the accumulation of all the different silos that we want to create. Like there's a healthcare crisis, mental health services crisis, there's the incarceration problem, there's the income inequality problem, there's a sense of powerlessness in many people right now. And you want to get back to the national election, for instance. The Trump is about money. There's two types of, I talked about this the other night. There's two types of power in the political system.
Mm-hmm.
There's money and there's people.
Yes.
Money is what, and the moneyed interest is what Trump is representing. The Democrats, unfortunately, they're more people-oriented, but they still also represent the corporate moneyed and the very wealthy, because that, in order to win campaigns in our democracy anymore, you have to have donors, which is really unfortunate. So that's a structural problem, is the inequality that's being created by the money in our politics, which is creating this downward spiral for our whole democracy. And until we can step out of that vicious cycle of downward spiral, money buying more power, creating more money, which buys even more power, and we're in this downward spiral, we got to step out of that spiral someplace. And in the past, the only way that that's ever happened is when the income inequality has gotten so great that it has led to a revolution. Hopefully we can avoid that. We need political revolution, but we don't need violent revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Can we do that? I don't know, but we're so fixed into the cycles now that I don't know that we can break out of it.
Mm-hmm.爸爸刚刚他认为就是那个特朗普的政治，他是就是很多候选人，他是要么就是着重于钱，又着重于那个人民。那特朗普应该是着重于钱，然后他钱可以买更多权力给他带了更多的钱，所以这个就是这螺旋式的一种螺旋式上升，或者说，那么，这个其实是非常，非常危险的。所以呢，他说我们人民也需要革命，那么应该是这个政治上的革命，但不需要暴力的革命啊。所以，这是
对，
Bob 的观点啊。你有什么问题？
啊，没有。
I think the Trump there are lots of problems, like Bob mentioned, like he's a fascist and he does not support Ukraine and internationally, it's crazy. It's unacceptable. I think, but there's still so many people supporting him. It's really strange. But I don't know if he get elected. As I know, many people are discussing how can we handle or get along with the Trump's second administration. I don't know. So it's I cannot imagine it.
Yeah, well, he said he's going to retaliate against all anybody that opposes him. So, you know, we're kind of, it could get very ugly and messy.
Yeah. And I have lots of questions because we're short on the program time, but I do have another question. As a senator of the Washington State, if you could change one thing, what would you like to change?
There are so many things that need fixing. If you look at a list of my bills, those are the things I think we need to focus on. We need to control our finances by creating a public bank, for instance. You know, and most countries in the around the world have publicly owned banks. The government owns the banks. You know, they still have commercial banks, but here in the U.S., we rely on commercial banks. We don't use public banks for public purpose. We use commercial banks for public purpose. So all of our tax dollars is going to Wall Street, which doesn't make any sense. So if we created a public bank for the state of Washington, we would keep our tax dollars in our state, and then we could reinvest it into building our infrastructure and building our local economy. That's one thing.
So you support to establish public bank?
Yes, that's been my priority for over a decade now.
Mm-hmm.
Just like China, Taiwan, Japan, yeah. Korea, I mean, you name it, they all have their own public bank. And that's how they're able to develop their countries. You know, Sweden, Germany has the most developed public banking system in the world. Another thing is we have to get money out of politics. We have to limit corporate donations because that money is just overwhelming and perverting our democracy. It's buying influence and buying votes because advertising and commercialization has become such a science now. They can predict how much, depending on how much money you put in advertising, you will get a certain result. And so everybody keeps pouring more and more money in, trying to determine the result in our democracy, and that's perverting our democracy. So people are voting against their own self-interest because they're being sold on something. We've got to get money out of politics. We need universal health care. Everybody needs has the right to health care.
That will be a very powerful change. Thank you so much for answering that question. We really appreciate it. And all the details, it's really great. We can get the version from you. Thank you so much.
Bob, 他刚刚就是回答燕妮问的他的工作重点，然后他说他致力于建立那个公共的银行。这个像欧洲一些国家，甚至中国、台湾、日本这样，这些银行能够建设，
对
他们的国家，
包括欧洲，像德国、瑞典什么的，
对，
都说是一个很好的。
然后另一个是他想要把钱就是移出政治，因为很多就是你钱越多，可能就政治上就成功了，然后所以。But I don't know how to take money out of politics. I don't know. we approach the end of this program, and it's our honor to have a state senator and the chair of majority caucus of the state senator, Bob Hasegawa, to our program. And what do you say? What do you tell? Want to tell to our audience, Chinese listeners?
10 days left to vote. Please vote.
张国川先生希望美国华裔，或者是我们的华人社区的华人们都踊跃参加投票。对 ，Thank you. I already send a message to our audience. Your message. Thank you so much.
那如果您的选票上有 Bob Hasegawa, 那您也投票 vote
Bob
Hasegawa
and pray for peace
and 为和平祈祷。There's another Bob on the ballot. Bob Ferguson as the governor and Kamala Harris.
Thank you.
Yeah, pray for peace. Yeah. I like that. Thank you so much, Bob Hasegawa, Mr. Bob Hasegawa, and thank you so much such an honor to have you here tonight.
Oh, I'm honored to be here.
And
thanks for having me.
Please come back.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501，206-621-7501。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有501(c)(3) 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。